This podcast brought to you by RadioUgly.com. Independently in your face.
www.radiougly.com. You know what? We played this track, and everybody seemed to come out, and everybody had a story. I got to tell you, what I like, just for me, is it's somebody that, it's the honesty in the music is what I appreciate. When I first heard the music, they allowed, I think, two downloads. And she allowed, I forgot even the site that I found it on. But there was two downloads that were absolutely, they were free to download to the public. And I believe one of them was Rage, and the other might have been Rehab. And that was my introduction to Mary Magdalene. And downloaded the tracks and absolutely loved them. It was great. And what's really, really weird is I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I played the music, but I never really sought out the artist at that point. I played the music because I liked the music. They're the only two tracks I had. And we ended up, somebody stopped into the station, okay, and I think his name was Sack, possibly. I know Macha knows because Macha's talked to him on quite a few occasions. And he was like, hey, it's so freaking cool that you play her music on the station. And he says, I can hook you up. Yep. Macha says, Sack. He says, I can hook you up. So it's like, okay, we've done this for a long time. Radio Ugly's been here for a long time. And I says, well, what the hell? You know what I mean? We'll see where it goes. But I got to tell you, I didn't expect a whole lot. And next thing you know, I get an email. And for you guys on the tag board, okay, that are Mary fans, you may know, I think it was Ray, okay, is who I've been dealing with. I'm not sure who he is, possibly a manager or a friend of the band, but he actually emailed back and forth. And next thing you know, with permission, I got the album. And I tell you what, I've been jamming it ever since. A new Mary Magdalene fan, definitely here. And I do believe she's got a couple new ones here at the station as well. She'll be calling in at 6:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do believe she'll be calling in right around 7 o'clock, okay, which is going to be about 20 minutes or so. We're floating back and forth between Conformity and Mary Magdalene. Until then, the next track is Conformity, one of my favorites by them. It's 7, and they're actually in the studio, and we're going to have an interview with them as well when we get off the phone with Mary. So for the new listeners that are here for Mary, welcome to RadioUgly.com. Thank you very much for stopping by. And for what it's worth, I hope she realizes that she's helping us. Really, it's really, really great for her to come on here. And that's what I heard, too. You get somebody, because she's pretty huge, okay? She's got thousands and thousands and thousands of fans. And to actually have her come on and do the time that she does, she was on a talk radio show last week. I do believe it was right around the 3rd, and it was a blog talk radio or something. And for her to take time there and then to take time for us with the album coming out and a tour that's starting, I believe, June 11th, that's really great. That really says something for the artist. And any of you guys in the tag board, the new guys, you guys want to throw a link up there or something, anyone link for a site, them can't find anything on them. Anyone link a site? If you're asking for Mary, the one that comes to mind to me is myspace.com/Mary Magdalene. That's the easiest one. You go there, and I tell you what, you can find her anywhere. Another thing you can do is you can Google. This is scary, okay? To like give you guys an idea how big this girl is. Okay, Conformity, there you go. And I think it's Conformity. Is that Conformity or Conformity 3?
It's Conformity 3.
It's Conformity 3, okay? And for the Mary Magdalene, you go to google.com, and I did that today, just doing a little bit of a homework, and literally, there was like 200,000 sites linked to her. www.radiougly.com. We do have Mary on the phone. Mary, would you like to say hi, see if everybody can hear you okay?
Hello?
You're on the air with radiougly.com. How are you, girl?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I don't know if the reception's breaking up a little bit. It's going in and out. But I'm good. Thank you for having me.
We can hear you loud and clear. We can hear you loud and clear. And you know what? You got a lot of fans on the tag board. Thank you for calling in.
Awesome.
You can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear
beautiful,
you now.
Beautiful, beautiful. I see you've got a tour coming up soon. And I will tell you, I'm a little bit guilty of once you sent some music in and we had some of your fans coming on, I did a little more research, and I got to tell you, some of the stuff you do, the images, the imagery, the videos, really, really, what a hook, girl. You guys really do this and you do it well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We take a lot of pride in what we do. We do it all ourselves, so it feels good, you know, to hear that. You know, we put a lot of work into it, a lot of love in what we do.
You can tell that. You can tell that. And it's current. I can go back. I found myself, a lot of artists, you'll kind of see them try to do this and it falls flat after, let's say, 6 months to a year. And you guys have got a history. You've been doing this quite a long time.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're breaking up. I don't know why you're breaking up. I'm trying to find a place where I can hear you. I'm on
okay.
my cell phone.
Okay.
You said, I'm sorry, what did you say, a lot of artists, what?
Yeah, well, it seems like you have, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm trying to stay in one place where I can hear you.
What you've got to do, Mary, is you've got to put your left hand way, way, way above your head. If you're standing on a corner, put it way above your head and wave, and I'll come
in. And stand on one foot.
And there you go,
foot.
And it'll be
yeah,
much
there
clearer.
We go.
What I was saying is you'll see a lot of artists attempt to do what you do, and that is connect with the listeners in media, visually, images, photograph, video. And you always see 6 months or a year, and it seems to fall flat. You guys have been doing this a long time.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the hardest part is just staying with it, you know, just continuing to do it. You know, it's a lot of work. We put many, many hours into it, and, you know, that's probably the hardest part is sticking with it and just keeping up with everything. But we enjoy it, you know, we enjoy every aspect of the music. Including the marketing and the artwork and everything, you know, we really love all of it, so it's fun for us.
To put a new hat out, okay, is great. Radio Ugly has a hat. Mary Magdalene has 20 hats in the first 1,000 or 100 or whatever were hand signed. Tell me about that ordeal.
Yeah, we make these really cool, you know, everything we do by ourselves, all our merch, whatever we can, we actually silk screen in the den too, which is pretty crazy over here. But the trucker hats that we do, we still sign them upon request, you know. We feel like if people want signed stuff from us, we're very cool about that. We love doing that for people, but yeah, we made these trucker hats. You can get them in any color and all these different designs, and we hand make them here, and, you know, we box them, and we send all the packages out with a kiss. You know, it's fun for us. We like doing stuff like that, and we got a great response from it, too.
You guys are a three-piece?
Yes, we are. We are a trio.
That sound that comes from you guys is absolutely amazing. It's got to be a completely energetic and absolutely incredible show to see you guys live.
Yeah, man, we're so stoked about our tour coming up because a lot of people haven't seen us live because we haven't been out there yet. But yeah, you know, we have there's a certain chemistry between the three of us, and on stage it just really comes to life. You know, we are super excited about tour and bringing it everywhere. And also, you know, there's a couple cities we're not playing in yet, but that's not because we don't want to. It's just because we haven't booked yet. You know, we actually book everything ourselves. We get on the phone and we call, you know, the clubs by your house, and we say, hey, we want to come, you know, and that's how we do everything. So, you know, some kids have been disappointed because they don't see their town or their city, but that's only because it hasn't been booked yet. So if anybody has any leads for us, you know, just throw them at us. Leave them on the MySpace. Leave us a message, you know, Twitter, whatever you want to do, because we're booking everywhere.
Is that the easiest way to actually contact and to make sure it hits somebody that matters? Let's say if somebody's got a lead, would you suggest emailing through the MySpace? Is that something that's going to be seen? I know sometimes...
I would suggest that at this point, you can't email through MySpace because we do have almost 180,000 friends, and it is very crazy, so we shut our messages down. I open them every once in a while, and when I do, I wake up with, like, you know, 60 pages of mail. So,
yeah.
Usually a comment on the MySpace because we read all of those every day. And actually now Twitter's a great place because it's a little bit of a smaller environment.
Yes.
For us, so it's very easy. I see things very easy there. And, you know, we run everything, so we will see it. And that's a great place to just hit us up.
June 11th, Modesto, California.
We've booked many shows through our fans, which is really cool.
Modesto, California. The tour starts off June 11th.
Yes,
you guys. So this is a first tour for you guys, then.
This is our first tour. Yes, it is.
You are coming all the way to New York, girl.
Yes, we are. We're all from New York, as a matter of fact, which is really, really odd. We all met out here, and we're all born and raised in New York.
Well, you're talking to me in Lake George, New York. I'm about 2 hours from Syracuse.
Awesome. Yeah, I grew up on Long Island. Jesus grew up in Manhattan, and Eric grew up in Queens.
That's incredible. We actually have a bunch of DJs and a bunch of people on the tag board. Somebody actually emailed me on the MySpace and told me, that is so cool, and don't forget to mention that they're all from New York. That's got to be a great story in itself.
Yeah, just really strange. You know, California's pretty crazy. When you move here from New York, you know, you're lonely for a minute because people are pretty different, you know, and it's really cool how we all just found each other, and, you know, just the chemistry was just there. So we're really excited to come to New York. We're really, really excited. You know, it's taken us so long to get on tour because, you know, we saved the money, you know, through people buying albums and everything, you know. So really it's our fans who got us on tour. So I have to thank them first and foremost. And, you know, that's why this is our first tour, but we're stoked. We can't wait.
You have a new album in the works?
Yes, we do. It's our sophomore album. It's R.I.P. It's a double album, which is pretty insane. as we're mixing it, we're realizing how insane it is. It kind of takes off where Pity Girl left off, and it's, you know, it's a ride. It's a crazy ride. It's not the same as Pity Girl. We think that we've advanced, you know, but it still has all the great things that you loved about Pity Girl. It's still, you know, the mind of you know, my mind and just, you know, it goes a little bit deeper into the issues of abandonment and the issues of, you know, just dealing with your mind at war, basically. You know, it's pretty cool.
With the connection that you've made, okay, which there's no denying that you've made a connection. With so many other people that have tried this, okay, what do you think, if you had to guess, that you've done differently? I have my guess, which is possibly the honesty, but what do you think in your mind that you've done differently to connect in a way that so many people before you have not been able to do?
Well, you know, I can only really speak for myself and what I did. I'm not sure what others might have done, but for me, I have just been, like you said, honest, completely honest, saying things that, you know, people only think about themselves, and we've taken that to a whole new level on R.I.P. You know, we've went a little even deeper on that now. But, you know, I just, you know, basically a song does not get through with us. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make the album unless it's real. You know, for me, even a vocal, every vocal line has to, you know, evoke a feeling in me or else I do it over. You know, it's everything. We try to keep it as real as we can because I feel like when you're listening to our music, you have to feel something, either hate or rage or, you know, pain or something. There's got to be something, or else to me the art didn't do what it was supposed to. You know, it evokes feelings in people. It evokes memories. It evokes, you know, things that, you know, take them someplace. And that might be why, you know, basically just us keeping it real and telling it how it is.
I'm actually checking on the tag board right now. We got some people actually chatting, and we do have a couple of this questions. If you don't mind taking a few more seconds,
no, that's fine.
They're asking the lyrics. Who writes the lyrics? Most of the lyrics.
They're asking what about the lyrics?
Yeah, who writes them? Is that you? Is that a collaboration of all of you together?
You know, it's basically me, and Jesus does some writing with me as well. As far as the lyrics go, Eric doesn't write lyrics, but especially on R.I.P., Jesus has really come in and written some stuff, and, you know, it's collaborative, definitely, you know, but it's basically us telling the story of my life and what I've lived, you know. I find it's very hard for me to go in the booth and pull something off if I'm talking about something that I haven't lived in some way, shape, or form, so... Jesus is an incredible writer, incredible songwriter. He writes great melodies, and he's basically my partner in writing.
Then I guess the next question I'd have would be, Pity Girl, was that a first or second album?
That was our first album.
And then we have the sophomore album coming out next, which is a double album set, okay?
Yeah.
Everything that you've done has incredibly, incredibly reached people to the core because of its honesty and because of, you know what, like I agree. There's places that we may have been in our past that we aren't comfortable sharing where,
right.
Okay, so with you, a lot of people tend to connect with, you know what, I've been there. My question to you is after three CDs or one album and a double album, How much is there left, okay? Or is there just a whole new world? And is the touring and everything adding to your experiences? I mean...
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I always say that if I had no issues, I'd be in heaven. You know, we have a song named Heaven. And, you know, issues are always arising. You know, you heal one hole and another one comes up, you know? And just like just the different challenges that touring is bringing about, dealing with promoters and dealing with people pulling us now, you know, the more popular we get, per se, the more people are pulling us in different directions, and it causes a lot of, you know, a lot of turmoil, you know. And as for me, you know, I've still got a lot of issues that I work out, you know. A lot of people hit me up, and they're like, oh, you're so strong, and how do you do it, you know, and I just... It doesn't mean that I'm perfect. It doesn't mean that things are not still coming up for me. You know, it's just how I see things now, how I choose to, you know, look at life and deal with issues. It's just different than it used to be. You know, now I make it into art, you know, but it doesn't mean that they're gone by any means,
right.
You know.
And I
so
think,
there's plenty, and I can feel plenty coming on. With,
yeah, and you know what's really you know,
that are happening.
You know what's really great is we can have this conversation, and the one thing we don't have to talk about is your past and where the music comes from, because you put it so plainly and it's so easily understood in your music.
Exactly. You know, I really don't have anything to hide at this point, you know. And it was, I mean, making Pity Girl was very hard. And oddly enough, making R.I.P. has been pretty hard, too. I thought it was going to be a piece of cake, and it sure as hell wasn't, you know. And, but, you know, we did get better at things, and I did get better at dealing. But Pity Girl, it was very difficult for me. You know, even just putting out a song like Debbie, you know, about my mother, it's like, you know, it feels like you're naked, you know, in front of millions of people. But it's incredibly freeing at the same time, you know, so.
How are you doing the tour? Are you guys driving? Are you guys flying?
Dude, we're driving. We bought a van. You have to watch our video. We bought a van on Craigslist.
Here's the deal. I watched that video. I watched that video.
Yeah, dude, that's the van, and it still didn't pass the smog test yet. We're going to bring it to the mechanic and get it fixed. And we're going with Luca, and, you know, we're driving, and we're just... Yeah.
It's so odd. And that's what I'm saying is what's so cool about you is I watched that video. You guys were at Midas. Tell me I'm wrong, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
And it's so cool to see that. And the reason I say that is that's how current you guys are. I mean, I watched this video a week ago, and it's so current. I mean, you go on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that just happened literally 2 weeks ago. Like, I think we just ran up on our smog test.
I think that's great.
We're gonna get it done in 10 days, yeah.
I think that's great. You guys have go ahead.
We try to keep it current. It's definitely hard, but we try. Sometimes we fall behind, you know. We are the junkies, and you know, sometimes you might not hear from us for a week or two on things like that. But
yeah.
Everything, there's always stuff in the motion behind the scenes. There's like, we're editing like three videos like that right now. You know, it's always tons of stuff going on with us. Chaos.
You're starting off in California. You're all in California now, right? June 11th, you start off in Modesto?
Yes.
You got three dates in California. You're heading off to Phoenix, Albuquerque. You guys got some driving to do.
Yeah, we're going to be down in Long Beach outside. Yeah, we're staying around here. We're doing some spot dates around here before we take off.
August 21st?
Just to check Luca out, make sure that the van makes it and stuff, you know.
August 21st, you're in Syracuse, New York. You're only a couple hours from me. You guys need a hand. You be sure to give Radio Ugly a yell.
Awesome.
Okay, and the new album is due to drop when?
The new album comes out June 6th, very soon.
Beautiful. That'll be just kickoff time. And you also have a video, I believe you got a video interview coming up before the tour as well?
Yes, we do. We have Monday, I'm actually doing a live video interview with Metal Sanaz, which should be kind of cool. We've never done anything with her. So that should be kind of fun. We're going up.
Will that be broadcast live as well, or just a video?
Yes, it's going to be broadcast live. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're you know, we're going to actually sit down with her live at her house, and they're going to be broadcasting it live.
We do that as well here on Crash Studio. We have Conformity that's up after you. We do a live feed from the studio. So
yeah, that's cool.
It's really cool. But I actually seen that advertised. I wanted to give a shout-out that you're going to be live on an internet live feed. Could you tell me that date one more time for everybody listening?
It's Monday.
This coming Monday.
Yes, this coming Monday. This coming Monday with Metal Sanaz.
Can that be seen on her site? You could go to her MySpace and find it from there, right?
Yes, it's on our site and her site. It's up, and we'll be pumping it. I'm not sure what time it is, but it's Monday for sure.
Okay. Mary, I want to thank you for calling
Jesus
in. Go ahead.
Jesus just pointed out that we'll be in Fresno on the 6th.
On the 6th, so
actually before.
Is that an added date right there?
I think it might be a little bit of a new date, but
gotcha.
Sixth, the day our album drops, we'll be in Fresno.
And you know what? I got one more question before I let you go. When you're touring around like this and you've made these gigs and you've made these phone calls, okay? Are you going with another group, or are you picking up local acts as you go to say play with you or open for you?
It's pretty much just local acts. There's nobody going with us, you know. Basically, like I said, we just call these places and you know, we book. So whoever they book, you know, goes on for us. You know, if somebody wants to open up for us or something and hits us up, you know, we're very cool. We'll see if we can make that happen for them, you know.
That's great. That's
but,
great.
Yeah, we're not bringing anybody with us. Just Luca and the Pugs.
And it's cool that you're able to make that work. That's really, really great. Thank you, Mary. Anything else you want to add before you go?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for having me. I want to shout out to our Crucifix Mafia, who I know is in the chat room right now.
They're there. They're there.
They're our awesome mastery team. And, yeah, that's it. New album, RIP 6609.
Thank you very, very much, Magdalene. You have a great evening. I wish you all the luck on your tour. Maybe I'll see you in Syracuse. And thank you for coming on RadioUgly.com. You know what we got? We got next? We have Pity Girl, okay? That's off your first CD. Can you tell me a little bit about this track before we let you go?
Yeah, Pity Girl was the last track that we made on that CD. The album was named Pity Girl. That song was written a very long time ago. And we were almost done, and we were like, wow, we don't have Pity Girl. So I made that track in like 40s and turned out to be one of the more brewer ones because it was a newer one. And, you know, it's the title track. So, you know, it's fun. We're doing it live. I can tell you that for sure.
That's great. Again, Mary, I want to thank you for calling in. And like I say, maybe we'll see you in Syracuse. You have a great tour. I wish you all the best of luck. And thank you for calling RadioUgly.com.
Awesome, thank you so much for having me.
You rock. Thank you, girl.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, there you go. That was Mary Magdalene. I want to thank you guys for tuning into the interview. That's been absolutely awesome. And we were going to do Pity Girl, as I promised, but for some reason I lost it here. So if you guys just give me 1 second, we're going to get this back up. We got the Mule, and we're going to do Pity Girl on RadioUgly.com. Thank you for tuning in. We have Conformity in the house. If you guys refresh your pages, you're going to see a video, kind of a live video feed underneath the tag. And let us get our shit together here in about 10, 15 minutes, and we'll be live with Conformity for the remainder of the show. Again, we got the Mule while I find the track that I promised you guys. Mary Magdalene, this interview will be up on a podcast probably tomorrow or the next day. And I tell you what, you guys rock. You guys absolutely are the bomb. She's the bomb. And it's because of her. It's because of the reality of the music. It's because of fans like you that made me a fan. I'll tell you that. This is Max on Radio Ugly. We'll be back.
like piss, they buy hookers up at $20, they let you fuck, pretend they suck your dick, but I'm not having it. Here's the money I gotta split, but I need another sec to tape on all these bricks and drop me at the bus stop and drive and make it quick. Pretend you never saw me, take this 20 as a tip. My bus is not leaving till 20 after 6, and I need to chase a dragon before I pitch a fit. Let me find a private place where I could try this shit. As mama watches over me, I know it makes her sick. Just a little pimp prick can never make me wish. Just what is on my mind, so let the high commence.
Okay, guys, RadioUgly.com. We're going to take a 10-minute break. We're going to take a little bit of smoke break. We finally have Pity Girl. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Mary Magdalene rocks. I have a new fan. She has a new fan, and it's me. We got Frank in the house. We got Ryan. We got Tony that's been in the bathroom way too long. And we'll be back in 10 minutes on RadioUgly.com. Pity Girl.
Shit again. I'm fucking riddled. Flashes
since the kissing on my casket.